The goal in equity is, just like it is under the common law versus the courts of equity, was to try to balance out the situation based on the particular situation that was involved. And so when you have a neighborhood or a problem area that was as a result of redlining, you know, what effect does that have on the community going forward? And then what kind of remedies are you going to try to institute to try to address the factors that were created? So here, let me put it in a picture to it and say a picture's worth a thousand words. This is from the New York Times. The study there about West Oakland, and the article is there on March 9th of 2022. If you look at the first map of West Oakland, you'll see the neighborhood grade in the 1930s, and you see that the red was a D, which means that was redlined and there was not going to make any loans in that particular area. And as a result, if you go to the third map, you see that the percent of non-white population in 2010 in that same area is very, very high. And then if you go to the middle one, you see the high rate of pollution in that particular neighborhood. So how does that impact healthcare? Well, it impacts the quality of life of the people who work there. And the end result is that you have, let me go back one. The end result is you have a situation where you have higher percentage of asthma, cancer, and other diseases in that area. So as a healthcare professional, and Dr. Porson and I would want to address those areas because just waiting for people to get sick and get cancer is not the solution. So you want to get upstream to try to address that. So so here's a good example. This is a nice chart that one of our staff members provided for me of the difference between equality and equity. Equality, you look at that bicycle, and the bicycle is the same for everyone, whether that person is handicapped, or, you know, has a disability, or is very large, like the gentleman, or it appears to be right for the woman, but it's way too big for the small boy. Equity takes people where they're at, so the person who has a disability gets a different type of bicycle, or it's actually more like a tricycle, but it's hand-operated because the person is a paraplegic. The man gets a larger bicycle because he's a taller man and he needs a bigger bicycle. The woman gets that same bicycle because that fit for her, and the boy gets a smaller bicycle. That's the difference between equity and equality. And when you put that in practice in healthcare, it means that you go into those neighborhoods that have that lack in health equity and try to address that by trying to find out what those issues. Now, I will say that one of the most difficult things for me as a CEO is lack of data. And so we have to make educated guesses sometimes, and I will get to that. You know, I'm going to pass the mic to Dr. Porsa in a minute to talk about particular areas that he's going to cover. But if there's time, I'm going to go back to what we did during the vaccinations of COVID vaccinations in San Antonio to try to address health equity and how to address social determinants of health. But without data, it's not as precise as you would want it. And so we have to be data-driven, and so we are now turning our attention at our health system, at least in 2022, to developing the systems in place to be able to get the data, to be able to implement the right solution, the right bicycle, so to speak, for the right community. It may be different for different communities in Bexar County. So again, I would refer you to Healthy People 2030. That chart that I had at the beginning outlines those five domains, and then I put in a 2030 goal in that chart, and you can go back and look at it, and then what the goal is that we all need to work towards. I'm going to pass the mic over to Dr. Porsa right now. He's going to talk about his area, and then if there's time, I'm going to go back and talk about how we address the vaccination process in Bexar County. Dr. Porsa.
Thank you, George. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. Let me go to the, here we go. You know, I was thinking that, you know, this could be a kind of a downer topic, but after listening to our last presenters and talking about the the health policy and the ideological issues, this may not be as grim as I thought initially. But why this topic? Oh, I think this is your. Let me go. We may come back to these slides from George. Here we go. So why this topic? I was going to say for the most of my professional life, but it's actually all my professional life. Ever since, you know, starting my residency training, I have been engaged somehow, somewhere in correctional health, either providing direct care to detainees at Harris County Jail or Dallas County Jail, as an administrator at the Dallas County Jail, as a monitor for the Department of Justice, looking at different correctional facilities in the country, or a medical expert for Department of Homeland Security, looking at detention facilities. And the question has always followed over the years, more than 30 years now, you know, are our inmates getting sicker? And it's the same question as, you know, I think in the public in general, you know, as our population is getting older, are they getting sicker? You know, what are some of the issues behind that? You heard some of that stuff right now from George. So that question has also been raised among the incarcerated. And the topic that I'm going to bring up this morning, and I'm going to save the money slide to the last slide, is really talking about you know, what comes first. You know, are the inmates, detention facilities, the detainees are getting sicker, or is it something more